Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob Parker, I'm coming for you because you are one of the main propagators of this, and I'm coming at you. So let's see what you got. All we hear about, nobody wants to play with LeBron James.
Facts.
Kevin Durant won't consider it. Kawhi Leonard won't consider it.
Facts.
Now Klay Thompson won't consider it.
Facts.
Kyrie's not coming back.
Facts.
Jimmy Butler shouldn't think about it. Kemba Walker should stay in Charlotte.
Who said that? Nobody said that. Now you're making stuff
up. Paul George didn't want to play with him. Kyrie left him. Let me tell you this. Kyrie Irving, struggling. Can you do your struggling voice?
Struggling.
Yeah, that's Kyrie
struggling?
Right now.
Struggling.
Kyrie, these last three games, all of them losses for the Celtics, has shot like 30% from the field.
Better than shooting what LeBron shot in the playoffs this year. Oh, wait a minute. He didn't make the playoffs. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
20-something, I don't know what, 20%. We having computer problems here. 20-something percent from three. Give me those numbers, Ryan, when you can. But Kyrie's struggling mightily in the last three games. The Boston Celtics down 3-1 to the Milwaukee Bucks. About to go out in the second round of the playoffs after reaching the conference finals last year with Kyrie injured and not playing. And we know about the challenges Kyrie had leading this team. Issues with his teammates. Bad comments that he made. Untimely comments. Apologies that he made for certain comments, certain things he said. And what I'm saying to you, Rob Parker, and everyone else out there, Kyrie Irving is exhibit A as to why some players need to get off their high horse and recognize that they should go play with LeBron James. You should want to go play. Not everybody. Some of these guys have done great things. without LeBron. I get it if a Kawhi Leonard wants his own team. I get it if a Kevin Durant doesn't want to help LeBron win more rings and wants to best LeBron and win more rings than him. I'm fine with that. But all these other guys, Paul George, should want to play with LeBron James. And several, Klay Thompson, I think he should stay in Golden State, but if he leaves Golden State, he should want to play with a LeBron James. And as I said, Kyrie Irving's Exhibit A. The 3 years Kyrie was in the league before LeBron got there, never even sniffed the playoffs. Now he's without LeBron, and his team is going to do worse with him than they did without him. Kyrie on the big stage because of LeBron James became a Hall of Famer, became a guy that we will always remember for hitting one of the biggest shots in NBA history, became a world champion. If that's what you want, and that's what every player should want, world championships, Hall of Fame career, then you need to think seriously about playing with LeBron James. There'll be some rough moments. You might get some blame. He'll challenge you and expect you to work as hard, play as hard as he does. There'll be some drama. There'll be some sub-tweeting and sub-Instagram posting, if that's what I can call it. But at the end of the day, you will have a chance to play in the NBA Finals and shine on the biggest stage. And who doesn't want that? So Exhibit A, Kyrie Irving, for why you should want to play with LeBron James.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Because that's total, the whole thing was total nonsense. It's a typical, Chris, for once you expose yourself as a LeBron James homer and LeBron James helper, all you guys want to do is help LeBron. That's what it's all about. That's why other players have rejected him, because it's always about LeBron, because you know that LeBron can't get anything done without other people. That's why you need to shame people into having to want to play with LeBron James. James. Kyrie made his mind up. He walked. He told you he didn't want to be there. Paul George is from suburban Los Angeles. He had a chance to come here when it was obvious LeBron was coming to LA. And he said, no way, no how. And other players that are even out there. Kawhi Leonard let his people know, I'm not interested. Thank you, but no thanks. KD, I'm trying to beat LeBron. I'm not trying to give out any handouts or help LeBron in what you might call welfare to help him out with food stamps type championship. He wants to beat LeBron. Why in the world? The only reason you want all these guys to play is because you know LeBron's last 3 years as an aging star who doesn't play defense. You have the nerve, the audacity, the gall to rip on Kyrie Irving.
The unmitigated gall?
Yes, the unmitigated gall to rip on Kyrie Irving about what he's doing in the playoffs.
When did I rip Kyrie?
And LeBron didn't even make the playoffs.
Here you go again.
He didn't even make the playoffs.
Here you go again.
You have
commenting
some nerve,
on things I never even said.
Yes, you did. You were ripping
I
his numbers and how he's been playing.
I know.
And he's not
going
go to
numbers.
And he's not gonna go to
Is
the
he?
Same level that he was a year ago.
Is he?
That has nothing to do with it.
Hold on. You bring it up. I didn't rip Kyrie Irving. I stated his numbers, and here they are. 19 for 62, last three games, and he's shooting 24% from three.
And what?
Didn't rip him, just stated facts.
And what,
if he's getting ripped, it's because the numbers are that bad.
And what are LeBron's number this postseason? What are his numbers?
That tired old line.
It ain't tired. It's
it
real.
It is tired.
It's fact.
It's tired.
It's
so,
fact.
So are you sitting here telling me, Kyrie?
It's fact.
Tell me this.
It's fact.
Is Kyrie Irving better
than
LeBron James?
Did LeBron make the playoffs?
Is Kyrie Irving better than LeBron James?
Yeah, because he's in the playoffs this
stop
year.
It. You heard it. You heard it, America.
LeBron didn't even play defense this year.
Rob
his
Parker.
His numbers were hollow. They were the most hollow 27-8-8 I've ever seen. He couldn't even beat New Orleans without Anthony Davis. This is LeBron James, the so-called greatest player on the planet. My ass.
Rob Parker, enough. That's a great way to end it. Rob Parker, America. Mark it down. Rack it. He just said Kyrie Irving is better than LeBron James.
Because he's still playing.
I don't even need to say another word.
Because he's still playing.
You know, oh, so I guess Kyle Lowry's better than LeBron James, too.
He's still
I guess
playing.
J.J. Redick is better than LeBron James.
Is he
James.
Making shots? What's
I
LeBron
guess
doing?
Gary Harris is better than LeBron James.
LeBron.
Are you serious?
LeBron.
Don't you dare get in a debate with me if that's all you can bring to the table.
LeBron, the
bring
best.
Me some real ammunition,
those
son.
Those guys have a chance to win a championship. And LeBron has a chance to win an Emmy for that TV show, The Shop. That's what he's playing for these playoff time.
Give him a rim shot because he's cracking jokes. I'm bringing serious matter to the table.
I'm giving
and
you
all
facts.
You can do is crack jokes and say things even you don't believe.
I do.
Kyrie Irving's better than LeBron James.
I'm telling you,
yeah,
I'm going
right.
to always pick a guy who's got a chance to win a championship.
He
don't. Over
he
a
got one
doesn't.
Game left.
LeBron,
and then he'll be watching
LeBron
with LeBron.
LeBron is on fumes.
In fact, that might
popsicle
be literal.
Popsicle sticks and tape. That's what he's
he
got left.
He might call LeBron and go over and watch the games with him. Because now it's all good. And if I was all about trying to improve things for LeBron James, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No,
that's
I'm
all
not.
You ever do.
If I was trying to improve things for LeBron James, I would have said Kevin Durant should go play
no,
with him.
No, because you know he won't.
Said, no,
no,
I don't think.
You know he won't.
I don't think he should.
Because you know he won't, though.
I hope he doesn't.
You know he won't.
No, Rob, I don't want
you're
him to.
You're the same
to.
Guy who had LeBron James. This is what you told me all year. He's going to win the MVP. He's going to. Who are you afraid of in the Western Conference? Conference with
I made,
LeBron.
I
you said
wrong.
It all year.
No, I made a misprediction, so what?
I'm just saying.
You ain't never been wrong. We
no.
know you've been wrong.
When?
In fact, you got a residence in Mexico. You've been so wrong.
No, I went to Cancun for the
what
weekend.
What I said is that players should look at Kyrie. Great playoff success in the finals every year with LeBron. A household name
in
because
a,
of LeBron.
In a weak
Let me finish.
East. In a weak
a
house, East.
It's a weak East now.
LeBron
and he's about
get,
to go
LeBron
fishing.
LeBron didn't get to the finals. Didn't go to the finals this year. Couldn't even make the playoffs in the West.
Anyway. I don't even want Kevin Durant to go to the Lakers. I want Kevin Durant and Kyrie to go to the Knicks. So it's not about trying to help LeBron. It's trying to help some all-star out there who thinks he's better than he is, wants to lead his own team, so is avoiding LeBron James. Look at Kyrie Irving. Maybe it's Kemba Walker. I don't think Kemba's avoiding LeBron.
Why didn't you
but
bring this up?
Kemba.
Why didn't you bring this up after game
Kyrie
one?
Kyrie wasn't
why
doing.
Why didn't you bring this up after game one when Paul Pierce said the series was over and everybody said, "Oh, the Celtics are going
like Paul
to
Pierce.
The Western to the Eastern Conference." It's so funny. They lose a couple games and all of a sudden he needs to crawl back to LeBron James.
Did I once,
that's garbage.
Did I want? Did I at one time? Elijah's in here. Did I at one time ever say Kyrie needs to go back and play with LeBron?
That's what you're saying.
No, don't tell me what I'm
Exhibit
saying. Tell
A.
me what you hear. My goodness, this is a route. This is a route.
It ain't no route.
Kemba Walker. Kemba, you a bad boy. Think about the Lakers because that will get you on the big stage, give you a chance to shine,
and when you
and
lose,
show your goods to the world
and when,
in May and June,
and when
which
you
is
lose,
what it's all about.
When you lose, you'll be blamed as the reason why because that's what they do with all the players with LeBron when they don't win. It'll be
when
about,
did Kyrie ever get blamed?
It'll be about the other guys.
Rob, did Kyrie ever
no,
get blamed?
No, because he won the only championship.
Because
he won the only championship.
No, it's reasonable.
Because he won that championship.
People, you know who they blaming? George Hill, Rodney Hood, Kevin Love for averaging 9 points in the finals. That's what those are the people. Kyle Korver. Those are the people they blame. Nobody blame Kyrie Irving. He's a bad boy.
You don't want to play
right.
there because
but
that's what they do.
But he can't win a championship leading the team. You done?
Are you done?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We always enjoy bringing in our next guest. He's an NBA champion and a Fox Sports NBA analyst. It's Antonio Daniels. What's up, my man?
What's happening?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, I know I'm going to get some of those wings, so can you hurry up and repay your bet?
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to send them.
Well, Rob usually brings, when he has an excessive order, he'll bring them into the studio right, so we all can enjoy.
No, all you got to do is go to Wingstop or BuffaloWildWings.com, and then they'll say you could order a gift card, and then it sends me an email. All you need is my email address. That's it. I'll send you. I'll have to send you the directions. It's simple.
Yeah, add them to me directions. I'll do that today.
Okay, all right,
we all good.
Work.
Yes,
that'll work.
Because what is that? It's 80 wings and a large Diet Coke.
I can never forget the Diet Coke.
That's right, because you know I need something to watch it down.
Diet Coke.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Antonio, I'm going to start with this. Look, we know every player, you know, they should make their own decision and what's good for them and their family and all that. So putting aside personal feelings, right, of just where a player wants to go, from a strictly basketball standpoint, should Kyrie Irving consider, you know, assuming the Celtics lose this series to Milwaukee, which looks like they will, down 3-1, should he consider a reunion with LeBron and with the Lakers?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the whole point of Kyrie Irving being where he is today is because he wanted to get out of LeBron's shadow. So basically, what that is saying is, you know what, man, I made a mistake by leaving and saying that I wanted my own team by going back with LeBron. And maybe I don't think Kyrie made a mistake by saying he wanted his own team, but maybe this is just not the right situation for him because of everything that transpired last year. Okay. This may be a completely different situation if this team didn't do what they did last year without Kyrie Irving's services. That changed everything. And I remember in the beginning of this year going on NBA radio, and people from Boston called in and killed me for it. I said, you know what? The Celtics are going to have problems. There's no way around it because the young guys want to be stars. Kyrie Irving's going to be a free agent, and the young guys also want to be paid.
Right.
So if you have guys that accomplished what they accomplished last year, and now you have Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward coming back and saying, all right, look, I understand what y'all did last year, but now it's our turn. It's inevitable. It's inevitable what was about to happen is now transpiring. And it's happened all year long. It's just rearing its ugly head at the worst time of the season.
Now, Antonio, I think the East was a lot weaker last year. You know, not
Agreed.
Taking anything away from that team. I wouldn't dare say the Celtics last year were better without Kyrie than they are now with Kyrie. But what's your thought on that? Is that fair for some people to think that?
No, you know what? It is fair to think that. Maybe they're more talented with Kyrie, but they play better together without Kyrie. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. There is nothing – that is not a shot at Kyrie Irving whatsoever. Because the fact of the matter is he's one of the best individual isolation players in this league by far. But when Kyrie Irving is not present, that team is different. It's a different team. I can't put my finger on why or what, but that team is a different team when Kyrie Irving is not there. And Rozier understands he's going to get those minutes. And Jason Tatum now understands his offensive responsibility as well as Jaylen Brown and some of these other guys. I'm not saying they're a better team without Kyrie Irving. I'm just saying they look a lot different without Kyrie Irving.
What about tonight, Denver and Portland, big game 5 tonight? Denver's battle back, and it's all tied up 2-2. Who do you like in this game, and who will be an X factor?
Man, for me, I like Denver just because they're at home.
And they are really good at home.
Yeah, and this is the most difficult series for me to call. You know, like I have no idea who's coming out in this one. I have no idea. All I know is when this series is over, the NBA is going to be very upset because Golden State and Houston aren't playing in the Western Conference Finals, and they're playing now. Because whoever comes out, whether it's Denver or whether it's Portland, is not nearly as sexy of a matchup as right. if it was Golden State and Houston in the Western Conference Finals.
And here's one thing I want to add about Denver, and I think a lot of people are like, well, but they've been doing it all year. I mean, they really have, and maybe people weren't paying attention. They just lost out. They just lost out to the top seed right at the end of the regular season. They were almost the number one seed out west. They've been good all year.
But you know what? If you are not a avid basketball lover and an avid basketball fan, meaning you're a fan of the sport and not a particular team,
right?
No, you haven't seen Denver play. No, you haven't. Just like you haven't seen Portland play. Because the only reason you're staying up to watch teams out west, if you're not a individual fan, is to watch the Lakers or to watch Golden State. That's it. You're not staying up to watch any of these other teams. But I tell you this: I live in San Antonio. San Antonio just eliminated was just eliminated by Denver last round. So as I'm walking through the city and people are talking to me about the series, people don't even know Jokic's name. They are calling him every name but the right name. Man, that Jokovic, I don't know what we can do to stop that Jokovic. They're calling him every name but the right name because they're not familiar with the Denver Nuggets and how good they really are.
Last question. We got about a minute left, Antonio. You brought up Golden State and Houston. I picked Golden State to win it. Rob did too. I think we're both comfortable with our pick, but I have to admit, my feeling today is nobody has the advantage. This is a pick 'em for these last three games. I wouldn't be surprised if either team wins. Are you still feeling like Golden State's in control of the series?
Again, I'm feeling like Golden State's in control because they have home court. And I have a very difficult time in the playoffs in becoming a creature of the moment. I battle against that all the time. Houston, Golden State did what they were supposed to do. They took care of home. Houston came back. They took care of home. And the fact that you play all year long to get what Golden State has, and that's two of the next three at home. So the fact of the matter is Houston hasn't done it yet in this playoff series, but for them to advance and beat Golden State, they have to win in Golden State. I'm not saying it can't be done, but that will be a tall task.
All right, yep. Antonio Daniels,
no
great
doubt.
Stuff, man.
My
we
man.
Always appreciate the wisdom.
For sure. Yeah, send me the directions so I can get them wings out.
All right. We'll appreciate the
wings. You know,
we're
starving in Los Angeles.
We'll appreciate the wings even more.
All right,
brother. Peace.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
We are just moments away from the start of Game 5 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. We talked about the other series, Boston down 3-1 to Milwaukee. The winner of that series looks like it's going to be the Bucks. Will meet either Toronto or Philly, and they are deadlocked at two games apiece. Toronto with the home court, so two of the remaining three, if that's what it takes, will be in Toronto. But this has been a very good series. The teams have, you know, essentially been evenly matched in a 2-2 series. Kawhi Leonard has been phenomenal, the best player for the Raptors, averaging 38 points, 62% shooting from the field, 46% shooting from three. He has been fantastic, and I think making a real case why he should be in the conversation with Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo as the best player in the world. The other team's best player, Philadelphia, Joel Embiid, a mammoth game three. He won a historic game three to lead Philly to a 2-1 lead. But the other three games, Embiid's been struggling, as Rob Parker would say.
Struggling.
And it's been interesting as to why. Now, we know in the first round and even in this round, his knees have been the topic of conversation. Is he going to play? He sat out one game against the Nets because of the knee injury. But now something else has reared its ugly head. Gastrointestinal problems, viruses, just being sick.
He says like he's throwing up almost every night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's strange. I don't know. There's always this talk about his diet. Does he eat right or that he doesn't eat right? I think that may have something to do with it. Or maybe just got a cold. But whatever it is, I don't want to hear excuses. We've seen players, and I know he's not Michael Jordan, but we've seen players play with upper respiratory infections, with flus and things like that, and play well. They need a monster game from Joel Embiid if they're going to have a chance to go and win this series, and I need him to deliver it. I don't want to hear the excuses.
I'm with you. And here's the other problem, Chris, as you go forward. I don't know. As time goes on, you know, can Simmons and Embiid really play together? Like, if you have to pick, it's no question in my mind that Embiid is the better player. No question. Right?
No doubt.
Simmons does a lot of stuff, but he's not a good shooter. He needs
to be.
He's
not even a shooter,
right.
Period.
Like, but he needs to be in the paint in order to operate and make any, right? To score baskets.
Right.
So Embiid, though, will clog that. So do they really go together? But my thing is, Embiid has too many issues for me to feel good long term.
Physically.
I'm not right.
Okay.
Ankle, back, seems to be always sick. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things. And I think if you're Philadelphia, you want to make a move sooner than later. He's a guy
off-season.
You want to trade before, too soon, Chris, then too late. When you won't get anything for him. And all those things catch up to him. I'm not saying you're running him out of town because he's a bum. I'm just saying if you have the choice and a chance to move him.
Oh, you
now,
could move him.
I'm just saying.
Obviously, other teams know about his injuries, but you could move him.
No, there's somebody who will take a guy like that. I get it.
His value. So you're saying you would trade. If they lose this series.
I would trade him this offseason.
Now, what if they win this series and, say, lose in the next round?
Well, I mean, it's always harder, but it doesn't mean that it can't happen. Depending on the deal, I'd have to see what the deal was. If it's really a good deal in your favor, I wouldn't be against making that happen.
Look,
I just think that long term, he's going to blow up on in your face.
I hear what you're saying, because obviously, I mean, he missed his first two seasons, didn't even get on the court, not for any extended period of time. And now when he does play, he's, you know, kind of back and forth. So I get your reasoning. His value is never going to be higher unless he plays all 82, you know, or 78 games next year, and injuries aren't even an issue.
Right.
Right. And then if that's the case, you don't want to trade him. You're like, okay, he's healthy.
Right. But then you got to look at
– So, if you could get a lot for him, I hear where you're coming from.
I mean because they don't match. This is on
– Well, we – you match or not, Simmons has to get a J. And to look, there need to be some hard conversations that Elton Brand, the GM of the Sixers, has got to have with his two young stars. One of them with Embiid is you have to improve your work ethic. You have to improve your diet. Mark Jackson said it. You could be one of the greatest big men ever, but not eating the way you eat and not working the way you work. You've got to go further. You can be phenomenal. So this summer, I want you to do this. Pat Riley will put him, make sure he comes back with a certain body fat. And I think the Sixers should try to do the same thing. And then with Simmons, obviously, you talk to him about, look, dude, this is a different NBA. He'd have been fine in the 80s, in the 90s, even the early 2000s.
I don't disagree with you.
Right? But now, no. He is a non-factor in this series. And I like Ben Simmons.
It ain't about liking. It's just you're being honest and presenting the fact.
He's a non-factor. He's averaging fewer than 5 assists in this series and only 10 points. Charles Barkley said it the other day, which was hilarious, but it was true too. He said he had a triple single.
Now, that's pretty good.
That was good,
right? That's pretty good.
And it was accurate. He's a triple single guy.
That was pretty funny.
All right, so I need more, and you're right. But he's got to add a J. Whether Embiid's there or not, he's got to add a J. But you're right. The way they fit, you could put in today's NBA, you could put Ben Simmons as your main big guy. He's a good defender. He could post when he needs to. He could score around the block. And he can guard on the perimeter and in the post. So you could go with that. He could pass out of double teams. But I would not give up on Embiid yet. I think he's too promising. Shaquille O'Neal had more than 10 seasons in his career where he played fewer games than Embiid played the last 2 years.
Wow.
Now, he wasn't the giant question mark that Embiid is, it seems. But he did have years where he didn't play, you know, 60 games and a lot of years. Zydrunas Ilgauskas had the foot problems early in his career. I covered the Cavaliers when
remember that.
And then he came, you know, got to a point where it wasn't even an issue. So there are guys, big men, seven-footers, who've overcome these things. But I hear where you're coming from. I just wouldn't go there yet.
Well, I mean, and if they didn't, I understand that as well. But I just think you don't want to be too late, because it comes to a point, if you're too late, you'll get nothing, because they'll look at him and be like, he's got too many issues. And especially, I'm with you, they got to work on the whole illness thing too.
Yeah, this is
because you got a physical thing going on, but you have illness. What's the illness that you're probable every day?
Right, and right? It's obviously. And again, I don't want to downplay guys feeling bad, but it's obviously nothing like that serious where you're really in danger because you're
like,
playing.
It's like why even put it out there though? Is what I'm saying.
Right. I feel you.
And if you get there and you get to the stadium, Chris, or the arena, and you're really sick and you can't play, then you just say, I can't play. I got something going on. But to throw that at that he's probable or questionable every single game, right, it does make you start to look and go, what's wrong with this guy?
Right. Nah, I agree. And look, let's face it, Rob. If you're an NBA player and it's the playoffs, is there a sickness? Like, you know, obviously there's some really serious illnesses. There's real legit injury. But if I'm just sick, like I'm throwing up, and it might be legit sickness. I'm throwing up. I don't feel good. I have a fever, you know, that's in control, but a fever. Most guys are going to play.
Bobby Hurley played with diarrhea. Don't you remember that in the tournament?
Cha-cha-cha.
Sorry.
I remember that.
But do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
Who were they playing, Bobby Hurley?
But that's probably what MB is going. Something similar, right?
That's right.
That's a symptom of sickness.
But do you remember Well,
wasn't it UNLV?
Yeah, and you remember he kept going back and forth to the bathroom? Yeah. I was like, don't they have a Imodium AD? What? I mean, like, you're wearing basketball shorts and you got an issue.
It's not a good feeling.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You use the restroom and you're in a game.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Number two.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah, I played my junior year. Well, going into my junior year.
You played
year,
a game and you had
well,
to go?
We were at a summer camp. Our team went to a summer
against
camp.
Against Arkansas was the famous when he played, diarrhea right. game.
And there was some point in the game, I had the runs throughout the day.
Oh, my God.
And in the game, I had
afraid?
The coach just looked at me like, just go to the bathroom. Like, he
right.
was disgusted
with
that. Right, right. But
did,
when you, and then here's
did,
the thing.
Did you
when
say,
you
did
sit
you
out,
say, did you say, I gotta go?
I had to go. Right, I had okay. to go. I was feeling And when you're sweaty, you know, it's not a pleasant experience, no. So I feel with Bobby Hurum.
And then, this is the other problem. You're wearing white basketball shorts. You know what I mean?
Thankfully, just, ours were burgundy.
Were they burgundy? Thank God.
Right.
But you know what I mean? You got basketball shorts.
No, it wasn't to the point where it wasn't like
but
that.
You,
but yeah, if it could be. But no. But let's get back. Let's get back to some more wholesome talk. But to your point, Rob, and again, I disagree as far as trying to trade Embiid this summer. But remember Andrew Bynum. Andrew Bynum, now he wasn't Joel Embiid potential, but he was one of the top bigs in the league at that point.
And he had a nice run when Kobe,
won a championship
that?
With Kobe. And I don't, as great as Kobe is, I don't think they win that championship without
Andrew
Bynum.
Andrew Bynum was very good.
Right. The year before when he was out, they got beat by Boston.
No, he was good.
And
I think he had some issues because remember he
was a little different. Right. I did a big story on him for ESPN the magazine. Nice kid, very intelligent, used to build his own computers.
But he was just really was a little off.
A little off, but what ended his career were the knee injuries. And Philadelphia, same team, offered him $80 million. I feel sorry for him in this regard. They offered him a long-term $80 million contract. At that
crazy.
Time, a max. He turned it down. The knees never got better, and he couldn't play again. Then his next deal, he might have made $6 million one
man,
year.
Man, that thing hurt.
$2
million. Because you had to sign that deal.
You should have been set for life.
Exactly.
And I understood why he didn't at the time, because he was going to stand to make much more the following year.
But you always
but think about that, man.
$80 million guaranteed on the table.
Wow.
I might question some other deals where guys, I think we talked about one of the baseball players with the Braves took 7 years, $35 million. That's a little
It
sounds
young,
like
young guy.
He's there, but he's too like he's, 5 years from now he's gonna be grossly
right,
underpaid.
Right.
But $80 million is $80 million.
Yeah, that's one he'll look back at and regret.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Now we bring in our last guest of the day. He's a former NBA player, three-time NBA champion, and a head coach in the NBA, former head coach, Byron Scott. Byron, what's happening?
Byron, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on, Chris and Rob? What's happening with you guys?
We're great, man. We're great. Now, we just going to get right to the chase, Byron. I don't like the way the Lakers are running things right now. They look to me like a mom-and-pop operation in a world of corporations with the front office situation. And, you know, what do you think about what's going on? I think this could hurt them in free agency.
You know what, Chris? I don't like it, like what's going on either. And you know me, I've been a Laker all my life, and I'm going to continue to be. I still bleed that purple and gold, and it hurts me to my heart to see where we are at this particular point. But you know, like you said, I just think they're doing things backwards right now. You know, I think you know when you start talking about hiring a coach, you know, first you got to get a president of basketball
right.
in place,
right?
You know, because you hired a coach, and now you hire a guy who's going to be president of basketball operation who might not like the coach.
Right.
I mean, it just
right.
it doesn't make a lot of sense to me the direction that they're going right now as far as the way they're hiring. You know, and I know Ty Lue is probably the leading candidate, and hopefully he gets the job. But you're just doing it backwards as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, being in that organization for as many years as I have been in that organization and seeing it being done this way right now, and like you said earlier, it just looks like chaos. It looks like a mom and pop. It looks like they don't have a clue what they're doing. And there are a ton of free agents that are watching this. You know, these guys are looking at this and going, what the hell is going on in L.A.? You know, so when the Lakers come calling, and whoever that might be, and I'm really – thinking that this summer is going to be big as far as LeBron's going to have to really be an integral part in the recruiting process, trying to get somebody to come in here and help him, you know, get to the level that we're so accustomed to seeing the Lakers. And it's going to be tough. I think this is going to be one of the toughest seasons for them or years in the summer to really, really attract a great free agent that can come and help turn this organization back around.
Byron, of all the stuff, Magic quits and – this is the thing that I still can't get over, and we'll get to Ty Lue next, but that Jeannie Buss has never come out and had a press conference. Rob Pelinka hasn't had a press conference. LeBron waits till he goes on his TV show. He never addresses. He walks out the back door, never talks about what's going on. And they leave Lonzo Ball and
Kuzma
to answer the questions about the organization.
Right.
Am I right? Is that
right.
Something's wrong with that?
Oh, you know, Rob, I thought, you know, soon as Magic quit, you know, decided to just say, listen, I can't do this anymore. I want out of here, basically, whatever the case may be. The bottom line is he went in and he said, listen, I'm having a press conference. I'm stepping down. So when he decided to do that, to me, to have a united front to make sure everybody understands that the organization is still in good hands, I thought Jeannie should have came out and did a press conference. I didn't think it should have been Rob, to be honest with you. I thought it should have been her,
right?
Because she's the head of the franchise. She, you know, this is her organization, this is her baby, and I thought it would just been great for her to kind of come out and just kind of really just put everybody here in LA at ease. And when that wasn't done, and like you said, you got a first-year player and a second-year player, you know, being put on the spot to say, you know, what their feelings are about the whole situation. I just thought it was tough. And LeBron waiting until, you know, he did it on the show to kind of come out and say how he truly felt about it. And you know, I never thought the stuff was true of him saying, you know, it didn't affect him one bit or whatever the case may be. I was like, wait a minute, this man – brought you here,
right?
This Laker organization, you had to have some type of feelings about this, and he hadn't talked to you about it, didn't tell you anything. And I even said it on the radio show when I was doing it with George on ESPN Radio. I said, if I was him, I'd be pissed.
Right,
you know,
right.
So
that's natural.
Know,
right.
Yeah, that's just a natural reaction from a human being that put his trust in another human being and said, look, we're going to do this together. We're going to get the Laker organization back on top. We're gonna win another championship before you leave, you know, for retirement. And for Magic to walk away, and you know, for LeBron to say, well, I really had no feelings. I wasn't mad. I wasn't upset. Man, I was like, no, I ain't buying it. And so now he came out and he's kind of, you know, told his real true feelings about
right.
it. And that's what I expected. You know, the first, second day that they talked to LeBron or asked him anything about the whole situation.
It's the iCouple joined by NBA champion Byron Scott. Byron, there are some that feel like Magic kind of grew disenchanted with LeBron for whatever reason. Do you think anything like that had anything to do with him walking away, or did, you know, was it way above LeBron?
Oh, Chris, I don't think that had anything to do with it at all. I think, you know, they obviously had a mutual amount of respect for one another. I think Magic truly, truly cares and loves LeBron to death because of the player that he is and the type of person he is. I think it goes deeper than that. I don't think it had anything to do with LeBron, to be honest with you. I had the pleasure of seeing Irvin probably 2 weeks after that all happened. You know, we were at the gym. We go to the same gym. So I saw him at the gym, and my whole thing with him at that time was when I walked up to him and gave him a big hug like we always do when we greet each other. I said, are you good? And he said, yeah, I'm good, B. I'm great. I'm back to being me. And that's all I wanted to know, you know, because I was just like everybody else. I was disappointed when he stepped down because I know him. I know, you know, that he could have turned this thing around. He's a great salesman. If he get in your living room,
right.
you know, just like he did LeBron, he has a way of getting guys here. So I was disappointed that he stepped down because I knew he was going to turn us around. But when I got a chance to see him face-to-face, and, you know, it wasn't all about basketball with me with him. You know,
right.
It's always about how you doing. And when he said he was good and he had the big smile on his face, and he, you know, that made me feel good. I was able to go get my workout in. He was able to go get his.
Now, we all know it looks like Ty Lue is going to be the next coach of the Lakers. You've coached a few teams. Are you done coaching in the NBA, or would you like to get a chance to get back in?
You know what, Chris? I would love to get a chance to get back in. I know 3 years ago when Mitch and Jim Buss released me, you know, I had sour grapes, man, because I was hurt because I was lied to, and it just, you know, it was just wrong.
Chance,
I felt
right?
the way it was done. You know, I didn't get a fair chance and a fair shake. So, you know, at that time, I was so hot and just like, man, I don't never want to coach in this league again. This league is a bunch of crap. And I mean, I was just pissed off. But now, you know, you get a chance to look at it, and I'm looking at the game now, and you're looking at Toronto, Philly. You know, I miss it. I miss the camaraderie. I miss the coaches' meetings. And then, obviously, I miss the competition of being out there on the floor. So, if given the opportunity, would love to do it again. But if not, you know, I'm having a lot of fun doing the ESPN stuff and being able to try to get my handicap back down to a low number.
Well, we got about a minute left, and you've been doing some writing too, not just golfing. You got a new book out, Slam Dunk Success, Leading from Every Position on Life's Course. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was a collaboration with me and my business partner. We had been talking for the past few years on the similarities of running a business and running a basketball team. And we just found out it had a whole lot of similarities, a whole lot of things in common. And the way that we thought about leadership was a lot alike as well, you know, in terms of from a business standpoint and from a coaching standpoint. So we just started talking about maybe sitting down and collaborating and putting something on paper and seeing it matched up. And we started doing that, and it did. We got a great ghostwriter named John Walsh, who we thought would be able to put it in our words so people will really get a good understanding on what this is all about. And they can see it from two different angles, you know, and it's for, you know, you could be 14, 15 years old, aspire to be a businessman. And the one thing that we try to make clear in the book is that you probably have a much better chance of being the next Charlie Norris, who's my business partner, than you do of being the next Byron Scott. Because right. He's, you know, being an NBA player is hard, and there's very few, you know, opportunities and very few jobs that are open. But being an entrepreneur and a businessman, you know, the doors and the world is kind of your oyster. So we just wanted to, you know, kind of get our point of view on how this is done and how successful you can be, and also just how to be a great leader, you know, just how to treat people the right way.
Well, that sounds like a great book, Byron. We appreciate
the knowledge,
man.
Best of luck to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. Rob, it's a pleasure. Chris, always a pleasure, man. You guys have fun. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.